Montana's at the epicenter of a mental health crisis.
Dr. Eric Arzubi, chair of the psychiatry department at Billings Clinic, says there aren't enough psychiatrists. So it falls upon primary care providers in rural areas to help their patients with mental and behavioral health issues.
It's important to remember, about 80% of all psychiatric medications are prescribed by primary care doctors, not psychiatrists. We can hopefully help primary care clinicians get more comfortable prescribing these medications and handle some very difficult cases.
So video technology, known as Project Echo, will allow a variety of practitioners scattered across the state or country to collaborate on individual patient cases. Matt Kuntz is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness for Montana. He calls Project Echo a dream come true. He says it breaks down many barriers to delivering mental health care in rural states.
Often the reality is there's a waiting time, or there's a waiting time and you've got to travel 90 miles down the road.
A combination, he says, that often leads to a Montanan committing suicide. Kuntz is excited this pilot project launch comes as communities are working to put into effect a directive from the 2015 Montana legislature to establish community-based mental health crisis intervention and jail diversion services.
Echo has the ability to reduce hospitalizations through people who need treatment but typically couldn't access it. So this kind of care can reduce long-term hospitalization. So I do think it fits in really well with that, you know, real desire to improve community services. It's not going to eliminate the need for long-term hospitalization for some folks.
To help cover the cost of the pilot, two insurers, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana, immediately announced it would donate $50,000 a year for 2 years, and Pacific Source says it would donate a minimum $15,000 a year for 2 years. Dr. Monica Berner, the chief medical officer for BCBS Montana, says using Project Echo to deliver mental health care makes financial sense.
Any time that you can manage a chronic condition before it escalates, any time you can care for a condition in a local clinical setting so that that patient doesn't escalate in their condition such that they have to receive care in an acute setting, that's certainly more cost effective.
Under the pilot project, up to 10 doctors' offices and health clinics in rural communities throughout Montana will participate in weekly telehealth clinics. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.